but they could not give any aid to the object.
The farmer turned back.
Mr. McKeon and Dave left for the woods early Tuesday morning with the cabin. Mr. McKeon came with five metal boxes, carpets and radios, and he also tried to open the box. But wires interfered, so he did not want to harm any parts of the house. The radio equipment was frozen and full of ice. The antenna was about 5 feet long, and on one side was a dynamite cap to release it full length. This, the men released, and left the object in the loop. Still no response from the RCMP when they're going in to inspect. The next day was sunny, and Dave had to take groceries for the house. So busy Mrs. Lewis called the RCMP and Anthony and Irene to report that Mr. McPherson had found a box
that was
ticking away and would blow up the mountain any time. This caused a lot of laughs to others. Joanne had brought the pictures back that had been taken of the object. They showed a very clear picture of the mystery. On Thursday, another sunny day, Dave was sick with a cold and could not go to the woods. Still, no response from the RCMP. The Army mentioned they would like to make an attempt to bring out the box sometime, but never called Dave to find out where it was. It was only a small spark of interest. Dave left for the camp on Friday with plans to bring out the box. This took time and work, as he had to make a rough road to the object so as to take the tractor to the bucket to bring it out on. When looking for the box, he lost his tractor for about half an hour, and all the trails in the woods can be mixed up. It was not until he got help from a couple of his men that he was able to bring the box to the campsite and to put it on the truck to bring home. He arrived home about 4 p.m. and called Mr. McKeon, who then told the Army to make an appointment for viewing the box. Then he called a few press men. So on Sunday, December 1st, about 2 p.m., the RCMP, Army, S, and CBC came to interview the thing. Following are two clippings of what the thing created in the minds of the press. And as this was published, many curious readers came to keep their ideas on the thing. Some said, is there a man in it? Will it grow up? My little girl asked if it was half animal. I saw a plane burning this spring. And it dropped something over that area. Do you think it's from Russia?
Where would the man be that came from it?
Are there any bones of a man found near it? Do you suppose it was supposed to blow us up? Was your husband scared when he saw it? And many more along the same line thought, I'd like to see inside. And so would I. On Wednesday, my husband was in the woods, and about 2 p.m., a large army truck with six men came, and the order was, back it up, and we'll load it.
Who gave you the authority to move this?
The answer was,
from Fredericton.
I said, who owns this? They didn't know.
Then, I said, it can't be moved until it's owned, or until my husband gives permission.
Then they called Fredericton, and later a call came from Moncton Army Headquarters, stating they had orders from the RCMP to remove it.
I said,
the RCMP weren't interested before. Why now? And after a few more questions, we decided to wait for Dave's permission. So, after a nasty corporal blew his toe, they left. Next day, Thursday, Dave was home in the afternoon when the RCMP,
and the army truck arrived to take the thing.
They promised Dave that he would see the thing opened and to be notified of its owner before loading. But after loading, no such promise was made.
It was then government property. After much discussion, they left, along with everything, including all the straps, ropes, wires, and everything.
Major Fluellen told,
"This is very nice."
On Friday, Dave went to have the CBC picture of it as he found it.
Nothing happened until the news on Wednesday morning of its identification. And that is all.